This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One thing Stephen and I did not get to is the European trip that President Trump is about to make. He'll meet the Queen and Vladimir Putin, not at the same time, of course, but also he's going to attend a big NATO meeting in Brussels. And in advance, as he is wont to do ahead of these big multilateral meetings, he was tweeting in a not entirely friendly way about how NATO countries aren't spending enough on defense and that the United States is paying an unfair share. Couple of things about that. First of all, it's true that NATO members are supposed to spend 2% of their GDP on their military. It's also true that only about 8 of NATO's 29 members are going to do that this year, and a long line of American presidents have complained about it. But that does not mean that NATO is a bad deal for the United States, as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
Should other NATO members contribute more? Yes. But they are working on that, says Jeremy Shapiro at the European Council on Foreign Relations. Even so, is NATO still a good deal for the U.S.? Also yes, says Shapiro.
Twice in the 20th century, there were massive wars in Europe that absorbed an incredible amount of U.S. blood and treasure.
The lesson of those wars, one of the reasons for creating NATO, was the realization that a peaceful Europe is good for the U.S.
Investing in the stability of Europe has proven to be the single best investment that the United States has ever made.
It's hard to put a price on having allies. Heather Conley at the Center for Strategic and International Studies points to this part of NATO that says an attack against one ally is considered an attack against all allies.
The only time NATO has used this very important tool was because we were attacked on 9/11 and where the entire alliance worked with us in Afghanistan.
Mara Carlin at Johns Hopkins says NATO allies share other U.S. priorities, too, like the fight against ISIS.
When necessary, NATO has come together. It will be painful and bumpy, no doubt, but it has come together.
And there are more practical benefits, says Clementine Starling with the Atlantic Council.
European allies allows the U.S. to kind of use and have access to bases in Europe, medical facilities, essentially kind of forward stationing areas.
Bottom line, Starling says NATO makes sense for the U.S., even if much of the relationship can't be captured in dollars or euros. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.